Hello, and welcome to the Tao of June, Living an Inspired Life. I want to talk about something today that I wish. No, you know what? I think that I was so hard-headed and stubborn and such a know-it-all that when I was younger, that I think even if somebody had told me this, I probably wouldn't have believed them. And I probably would have just been like, ah, whatever, you know, full of shit. So, yeah, I can't even say I'm going to share something that I wish someone shared with me when I was younger, because it would have been a waste of their time, because I was such an idiot. And you know, when you're so dumb, like I was, when you're so ignorant and so dumb, you actually think you're pretty smart. That's the scary thing, is that you're so dumb and you're so ignorant to the fact that you are ignorant. You're so ignorant, you don't even know that you're ignorant, you know? I was there, and when I was younger, my whole life, I lived there. And it comes from insecurity, it comes from fear, it comes from low self-esteem. You mask it, you hide it by putting on this, you know, this show, like, oh, you know, I'm the best and I know everything, when actually, you know, deep down, if I was really honest with myself, which I was too afraid to even do, I was too scared to even have an honest conversation with myself when I was younger. So I wouldn't have done it. But if I had, I would have had to admit to myself, oh, I'm actually not all that. I'm actually not even a tough guy. I'm scared to death. Why am I acting like a tough guy? You know, going around fighting people and stuff when I'm actually scared to death that they're going to beat me up, you know, like, anyways, but who knows, maybe someone who's listening to this right now, maybe you're, you know, a young man who is just wiser than I was, smarter than I was, you know, smart enough to listen to someone else's advice, you know, but anyways, and I think that is possible right now. I think that a teenager in 2023 is not the same as a teenager in 1993 when I was growing up, when I was a kid, you know, when I was a teenager. In 1993, and like the different, one little difference, how about this? How about one little difference, which is major in my opinion, is you're with a group of friends and someone's full of shit and he's telling a story that's just full of shit and you know it's full of shit, but you don't actually have the sources, or you can't really, you know, you can't really cite the sources, and like you haven't done your research either. It's not off the top of your head. And we didn't have cell phones. Back then you didn't have cell phones. I mean, some people had these brick phones, you know, that you had in your car and stuff. These contractors, you know, might as well have a satellite phone. But anyways, there was no smartphones like we have now. There was no Googling anything. There was none of that. There was no, hey Siri, is this guy full of shit? You know? Yes, he is. So full of shit, you know? there was nothing like that. So in 1993, we can be in a group of friends and the most popular guy, the toughest guy, he's just full of shit. And I want to call him out and I want to say something, but I can't, you know? My dad, for example, I mean, I'm just listening to him talking to his friends. I'm like, you're so full of shit, you know? And like, everything he talks about everything like he knows, he's an expert on the subject, and he has no fucking idea what he's talking about. Like, what the fuck? Now, fast forward to 2023, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Because someone in that group is going to be like, oh, no, actually, I'm on Google, and, you know, that's not true. You know, like, you just can't do that anymore. That's one big difference, in my opinion. That I think that's a huge difference. You just can't get away with a lot of bullshit anymore. And another big difference is I can remember, like, a few times where I explained something to my parents and I realized, wow, I'm smarter than them. It, like, kind of in this area, but wow, if I'm smarter than them in this, and like, and I'm seeing how hard of a time they're having figuring out this thing, whatever it is I'm explaining to them, you know, like how to use a cell phone, for example, or anything, how to log into your email, you know, like, I'm just like, wow, you're dumb. Holy shit. Like I there's like moments when I was a teenager growing up where I just realized like, holy shit, I'm like smarter. I'm like much smarter than my parents. Like, whoa, what? You know, I almost felt like I was gonna get in trouble or something. Like, oh no, like what? My parents are dumb. You know, like no, they're not dumb. But I'm just saying, like, what the fuck? These are the people I looked up to and like respected my whole life and took advice from. I took life advice from these fuckers. They don't even know what the fuck they're doing with their own fucking life. Like, what the fuck? Anyways, that's how I felt about my parents the moment I realized, holy shit, they're dumb. I am smarter than them. Anyways, now though, my daughter is 14. No, she is. Holy shit. She 14? No, she's 13. Oh my God, I almost freaked out for a second. My daughter's 13, and my older one, and my youngest daughter is 11. My younger one is 11, and they've probably already had individually about a dozen times where they realized they were smarter, they knew more than me. Something they looked up on their phone, something. It's like, hey, you little brat. That's cheating, you know, like I didn't have Google and stuff. Yeah, sorry, I don't have that knowledge off the top of my head what the fuck an emperor penguin fucking does and you know what temperature fucking this is. You know, it's like, I don't know, dude. And it's like, it's this, dad. Like, all right, you got me. But actually, if you didn't have that fucking phone in your hand, you wouldn't know that shit either. You know what I'm saying? Like, anyways, you're only smart because of the fucking phone. But you know, the thing is though, I told my daughters, I fully acknowledge that you are smarter than me because you have a newer brain. I was like, it's a newer model. She was born in 2011. You know, no, 2009. She was born in 2009. My younger daughter was 2011. But I was like, you were born in 2009. So that means that you have the 2009 model brain. I have the 1981 version. You know, if you think about it that way, if you think about it in like phones, the iPhone, you know, 13 versus the iPhone 16 or whatever, you know, like each newer model, each generation is better and smarter and sleeker, faster, you know, because they have a better processor, they have better technology, right? We're improving each generation. I'm smarter than my parents. My parents are smarter than their parents before them. You know, it goes on and on. So I was like, it would be ignorant of me not to acknowledge that. You have a better brain than I do. You can process information faster than me. You could probably retain information faster than I, more better than I could. You know, you could probably connect ideas that I probably wouldn't see the connection to, you know, very obviously until someone points it out. You know, I'm like, oh wow, I didn't see that connection there. You will be able to make those connections where I couldn't. And I told her that I acknowledge that. However, I have been around since 1981. So I have a lot more data, a lot more information, a lot more experience that I've gathered because I've had more time to gather that data, that information, right? And so I told her it would be wise of you to learn from the experiences that I had because people don't change that much. We're still full of shit. We're still greedy. We're still manipulative. You know, some people want to call it ambitious. But that's, you know, people are people. Human nature doesn't change that quickly. Not as fast as technology is developing. Technology is developing at such a fast rate, and our human brains, our human nature is not evolving as quickly, in my opinion. So I was telling my daughter, like, you know, it would be wise to listen to my experiences and, you know, learn from them, you know. But I do know, I do acknowledge that you are smart, not probably, you are smarter than me. And you are going to be much wiser than me when you are at my age. You, like, my daughter at 41 will be so much wiser than me at 41 right now, you know. Shoot, when she's 41, I'll be in my 60s. She'll still probably be wiser than me. You know, this is just how it goes. They got the newer brain. What are we gonna do, you know? Well, what we can do is keep updating. our software. The hardware is what it is. The hardware is our brain, our biological brain, that biomass that's in our skull. That's the hardware. The software is our mind, you know, our thinking, our programming. That's what we can update, and we have to constantly update that by reading, learning, meditating, you know, listening to other, going to seminars and things like that, trying to improve constantly, you know. And then how does the update actually work once you've downloaded the update on the phone or the computer or whatever, your laptop? How does it actually work? You have to restart it, right? You have to turn it off and then turn it back on. So that's why I believe that meditation is so important. I don't even know how I got talking to all this because I really wanted to talk about something different. Anyways, but yeah, every time I learn a new concept or you know, a new idea that I want to apply to my life, I really do like to take some time to meditate on it, you know, and just unplug from the world, you know, and reset, you know, shut the brain off, turn it back on. Now the update it has taken, you know, now the update is complete, and all the new software, all the new programming will run efficiently, right? Anyways, what I really, you know what? I guess that's good enough. Man, I rambled like so much, and I didn't even get to talk about what I really wanted to talk about. You know what, though? I was thinking about it, and I was like, the last time I recorded something was back, like, what, six, like, almost half a year ago. Like, what was it? Like, back in May or something. Since then, in August, I was about to be homeless. I did not know where I was going to live for a moment. Things just happened so suddenly, so unexpectedly, and I could not eat. I could not sleep for a few days. I thought I was gonna be homeless with my dogs. I thought I was gonna have to live out of my truck and get a storage unit for my things. Like, it was crazy. But yeah, since then, a lot has happened since then. I had to say goodbye to my older dog Angel, 17. Oh my God, it was soul crushing, dude. Like, I don't even want to think about getting another dog again. It's just that it was that difficult, and I'm just scared to ever go through something like that again. Like, I just cried so hard. Anyways, but yeah, now I'm in a new place. A lot has been going on. Holy cow, I have been quitting on my clients. I used to say firing, but I realized that some people have been saying, telling me that that sounds really harsh and mean, that I'm firing my clients. And I was thinking about it, and I don't think that firing is actually an accurate word for what I'm doing, because I'm not firing anybody. It's not like I was paying anybody anything. You know, they're not my employees. I'm quitting, you know. I show up to their house like a job. They pay me like they're my boss, you know, and I have to do a good job, of course, or I won't be called back. So they're kind of like, you know, not my boss, but I'm kind of like a contractor, right? Like a independent contractor, but I'm still obligated to meet my obligations, right? I'm still responsible to complete the job that I'm being paid for. So I quit. That's, I think, a better word, more accurate for what it is I'm doing with a lot of my clients. Actually, I'm quitting these days. Just letting them know I quit. I'm not doing this anymore, because I realize I am an INFJ, which is like the Myers-Briggs personality type. And if I looked it up, I researched it, I was like, wow, that is exactly me. And I have trouble creating boundaries. I let people take advantage of me because I want to help people, and I'm a people pleaser, and I you know, I'm a hard worker, all of these things. And I realized, wow, I have to start creating boundaries. I have to start walking away from relationships that are not serving me anymore. Not only are they not serving me, they're hurting me. They're detrimental to me. You know, I have to start walking away and protecting my own space, protecting my own energy. these days. So anyways, a lot is going on. Oh my God, I wanted to talk about something completely different. But my point is, I am going to start recording a little bit more often. I am introverted, and I have been really enjoying my time just to myself, not posting anything much on social media. Just, I like the quiet time alone. But I do want to be helpful and leave something behind for my, not only for my children, but anyone else who might find the things that I have to share helpful or interesting. Maybe it just helps you pass your time, you know. Maybe you're at work or something, and you know, can't really go look at that, you know, other website. So you just turn on something like this. Who knows, right? NSFW, what is that? I had to Google that. I was like, what is NSFW? Anyways, don't Google NSFW, especially if you're at work on your work computer right now. Do not Google that. Wait till you go home. Anyways, yeah, I will start to record more often. I have to get going now. I just arrived at my house, and I'm going to take my dogs to the dog park because they are older now, and I have to take care of them. I cannot be working late anymore. Anyways, that's another thing I want to talk about. I hope everybody's doing well. I honor the light in you that's also in me. Namaste.